So comprehension is really something between the reader and the text on the page. It's the act of understanding what you're reading. While the definition can be simply stated, the act is not simple to teach, learn, or practice, as teachers well know. Reading comprehension is an intentional, active, and interactive process that occurs before, during, and after a person reads any particular piece of writing. Now, reading comprehension is one of the pillars of the act of reading. When a person reads a text, she's engaging in a complex array of cognitive processes all at the same time, using awareness and understanding of phonemes, the individual sound pieces in language, phonics, the connection between the letters and sounds, and the relationship between sounds, letters, and words, and the ability to comprehend and construct meaning from the text. Now, this last component of the act of reading is what we call reading comprehension. But it cannot occur independently of the other two elements in the process. And again, there's two elements that make up the process of reading comprehension. You've got your vocabulary knowledge and your text comprehension. So in order to understand a text, the reader must be able to comprehend the vocabulary used in that piece of writing. If the words don't make sense, then the story won't either.